The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today's five-star review comes from Ryrie Jean. Her review is titled, "This!" with an exclamation mark. And it reads, "Man oh man, there is so much to say, but not enough words. If you want to listen to a podcast that will change your life, fix your routines, and help you continue to grow, then you're at the right place. Amazing!"
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Thanks, Brock. I appreciate that because this is one that he and I were kind of fighting over which one of us is going to do it. Okay, TikTok for business, yes or no? Let me cut to the chase. 1,000% yes. I know that we have talked about it many times on Build Your Tribe. We will link to some of those previous episodes we've done here on TikTok on Build Your Tribe. Those episodes will help you understand kind of the history of the app and go a little deeper than what I'm going to go into here today. But I just want to first say, if you have only moments left to listen to this episode, it's time. In the past, we've said, it's something you might want to keep an eye on. It certainly doesn't hurt to download it. Not everyone's going to want to use it for business, but most people will at least want to download it and check it out. Now, this is almost like a PSA. You need to download this app immediately and just watch for now. Here's what you need to know. Forget about what people are going to tell you in terms of the age of the average user. That does not matter. You know why? Because if you look at the trends in business, every single popular social media app always starts younger and then it trends older. And TikTok is growing out of control, like out of control. And when you download it, you will understand why. Every single person's experience on TikTok is different. It is the most addictive, personalized app you will ever experience. When you start watching content, the app immediately starts to recognize your age, what things you like, what things you spend a little bit more time looking at. And unlike other social media content where you mainly see people that you follow, on TikTok, it's just like serving you up the most addictive freaking content you can ever possibly imagine. I'm telling you, everyone I know who said, I'm not going to download that. That's stupid. I have no use for it. Isn't it just a bunch of dumb dance moves or lip dubs? No, unless that's what you're liking. Brett, here's something interesting. So today, Brett and I were driving to the gym and he said, can you believe how TikTok's been completely taken over by all these how-tos? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, check it out. And he shows me his feed. It's how to do real estate investing, how to do stock investing, how to save money. It's all these different like financial how-tos. I'm like, dude, I have zero of those, zero in my feed. It's because you find those fascinating and you've been watching them. And so now that's what your feed is populated with. Whatever it is you watch and like, that's where you're going to get more of. Therefore, because their AI, their artificial intelligence is so advanced, everybody's going to get on there. And unlike other social media platforms where it's like, oh, once the marketers show up, it gets ruined, I don't think that's going to happen on TikTok because you don't ever have to worry about your stream, your feed being anything other than exactly the kind of things that you like. So I've prepared this episode to help you understand how to populate your feed so that you can start looking at the kinds of things, the type of content that you might actually want to produce and generate on TikTok, all right? So the first thing you have to do is realize that when you watch a video, it automatically loops until you scroll to the next video. It'll just automatically loop. If you allow it to loop and replay a couple of times, which is kind of the idea behind the app, that's the idea behind going viral, is to create a video that people have to rewatch. Because when it comes to the weight of the algorithm, when we rewatch a video, that has the greatest weight of all. After that, it is when we watch a video all the way to the end. Then third most important thing is when you share a video. Fourth most important is when a comment is left. And the fifth most important, or perhaps the least most important of the five that I've just mentioned, is when you comment on a video. What I want you to do is not to worry about how to go viral, not to worry about the type of content that you're going to produce on TikTok. I want you to download it. I want you to give yourself a username that's consistent with all the other platforms that you use. Try to brand your name. Try to stay consistent in that regard. But don't worry about posting content just yet. I want you to understand the app. And to do that, I want you to create a stream of content that's exactly the kind of stuff you want to see. And the way to do that is just open your app, and the first thing it's going to do is just serve you up random content. If you watch a couple of videos and you see something that's interesting or funny or you'd like to see more of, then like it and you'll get more of that. But be warned, you'll get a lot more of it. The next thing you can do is go to the homepage or the equivalent of the Explore page and do a hashtag search. Search for something you might be interested in, like business tips, marketing tips, real estate tips, Etsy, you know, whatever your niche is, search for that hashtag and then just watch a bunch of videos. There's going to be some horrible ones, but watch a couple of good ones until you find someone who's really quite good and maybe getting quite a few views and start liking that content. And what will happen within a matter of a day or two, you will customize your TikTok feed and you'll start getting more and more of that type of content. That will start to give you ideas of the type of content that you can create. Your next step is to start playing with the app. I recommend three different ways to figure out how to use TikTok. Number one, sit down next to a teenager, slip them a 20 and say, hey, can you show me a few things on this thing? How do I use a sound? How do I post if I want to talk to the camera? How do I edit? Like, ask a teenager, sit down with them for 20 minutes, give them a $20 bill, and you'll have an instant tutorial. Number two is you can go back and listen to previous episodes that we've done, but again, you're listening to it. And number three is to just Google it and watch a few YouTube videos on how to use TikTok. Make sure you're watching something from 2020, however, so you're getting an updated version of the app. Now let's talk about the fact that everyone says it's so easy to go viral on TikTok. Let's define what it means to go viral. People are saying it's so easy to go viral because people are referring to their own experience of getting a lot of likes and views and comments in a short period of time, certainly more than they've ever got on any other platform, as mind-blowing. So if I were to get, say, 10,000 views on an Instagram video, and please, I don't want you to compare your Instagram to mine. I mean, you guys know how much I work on Instagram and, you know, whatever. I have almost, I think we're like 590 maybe or 580. 1,000 followers on my personal account. And then we have all the other accounts. We have like 10 other Instagram accounts that we manage. But if I were to get 10,000 views on an Instagram video, I'd be like, oh, wah, wah. Like, that's not a great measure for me. Therefore, if I were to get 10,000 views on a TikTok video, I would also be like, okay. I wouldn't call that viral. However, if I have an Instagram where I'm used to getting, say, 230 views, and now I start a TikTok and I get 10,000 views within a day, that feels pretty freaking viral. So even the way we've defined virality or something going viral has changed. It's very individual. Last weekend, I was at Social Media Marketing World and I talked to so many people just in the hallways, et cetera. And they're like, yeah, I listened to that episode that you did on Build Your Tribe. I got on TikTok and I started going viral. And so just out of curiosity, I was like, really? Like, what kind of numbers? And they would tell me like 10,000, 20,000. For someone who's only getting like 230 views on their Instagram to suddenly get 10 or 20,000 views on an account that they just freaking opened and they're messing around with, that's pretty freaking viral. And that is awesome. And it's no wonder people are so excited about it. So here's what I want you to do. Don't worry about, quote, going viral. You do, however, in those first couple of videos that you post to TikTok, you want to, instead of trying to create your own unique content, my recommendation to you at this moment is to rely on an already existing trend. Now, how do you know if something is trending? Well, if you're seeing it in your feed, it's very likely, and it's got millions of views or millions of likes, then it's a piece of content that's doing really well. And the idea on TikTok, what most of the kids are doing anyways, is just jumping on a trend. They're copying a trend. So if you click on the spinning icon in the lower right-hand corner of your video, right? So you're watching TikToks in the lower right-hand corner. If you see a video that's like really interesting, it's got a lot of views, and you're like, I like that song, or I like that sound, or maybe I could do that dance. Don't even worry about doing that dance. Yes, the dance might be viral, but so too is the sound. So you could actually put that sound under you doing just about anything, and there's a greater likelihood that your content is going to be seen, far greater than if you just try to create something unique. And the reason why is because everyone's going to look at that little icon in the bottom right-hand corner that represents the sound. So I'm going to walk you through this. So download the app, put me on pause, download the app, and I'm going to walk you through this. All right, so you're looking at a viral video. Click on the lower right-hand corner, the spinning music icon, tap on that, and then you'll notice all these other people who have used the exact same sound. What you want to do is tap on the upper left-hand corner, the very first person, the very first post, the very first square, and it will say original. Now, that's the person who posted it originally. Click on that and check out what date they did that originally. Now, if it was over a month ago, the trend is already, it's not that it's old, but it's going to be hard for you to be seen. Ideally, you want to catch a trend. You want to click on one of those where you're like, whoa, this person just did this last week or within the last couple of days, and it already has several million views or likes. Then you know that's something that's just recently gone viral, and the likelihood that you're not going to be buried in the feed is much higher. Then you can just use that sound as a background to just about anything you're doing, and there's a better chance you're going to get more views. And you want to build up your views before you start inserting niche content, before you start going deep with the type of content that's more specific to you. So if you go and look at my TikTok right now, you will see at the moment, my strategy is to mix up a little of both. I'm doing some things where I'm following a trend, I'm following a dance trend, following a song trend, and I'm also mixing in some niche content where I'm offering tips like this, talking about how to go viral on TikTok or the Instagram algorithm. So check that out. I will post a link to my TikTok in the show notes. My objective today was just to get you to download the app and to realize it's time. This probably wasn't the first time that you've heard it, but I'm hoping today you heard it loud and clear. All right, I'm downloading the app. I know what you're thinking. I don't have time for this. You don't have time to fall behind. Like, you're in business, or you want to be in business. That's why you're listening to this freaking show. You cannot afford to be the last one to show up. You want to get there early, even if you're just watching. Pick a good username. Don't forget to follow myself. And of course, Brock. Brock goes viral all the freaking time. His stuff is great. And not just because he's my son, but he's very, very creative and he's a great dancer. But you don't have to be a great dancer. You've got to think about how to use this in other ways. Maybe in the beginning you had to be a great dancer or good at lip syncing, but there's so many cool things for you to do with it now. Okay, I've made my peace. I've convinced you to download the app. All the links you need are below in our show notes. It is my objective to be brief, to be bright, to get you to download TikTok, to be fun, and then be done. We're done. I want to share with you an opportunity to work with myself and my husband, Brett. As you know, if you are a regular listener of The Chalene Show or you follow me on social media, like, family is central to everything that I do. It's how I have lived my life. It's how I've built my career, how we've kept our marriage together. That's been our central focus. It's one of the reasons why I created a journal that would help me to align my life in such a way that I could accomplish all the things that I wanted to do, things that made me feel purpose-driven, made us feel purpose-driven, allowed us to build our business, to do so in such a way that we were able to honor our family. And we've heard from so many of you that you struggle in that area. And that's why we are offering a coaching program that isn't for everybody. Brett and I have decided we want to work with those of you who are go-getters. This doesn't necessarily mean you're a business owner. It means that you have things you want to accomplish. You have goals that you want to master. You want to do something more, but at the same time, you struggle with how to balance that with family. So we're doing something called Push Goal Coaching. You can learn more about it by going to pushgoalcoaching, that's hard to say, www.thebrockjohnson.com. I can't promise you, based on the time or when you're listening to this, that it will be available. We're going to do 30-day coaching sessions. It is a new adventure for us. We've been doing this privately for years, but it's something we realize there's a need for others, something we wanted to make very affordable because this is, we believe, our purpose. We believe we've really figured out a way to do it, and we want to help others by sharing our systems, by sharing how we were able and continue to this day, honor our family and still master our goals, but do so with family in mind. So if that's you, if you are a family-oriented person and you're also interested in goal setting and goal mastery, if you're planning on starting a family and you want to know how to set yourself up for success now, this is for you. We've priced it affordably, under $200 for 30 days of virtual coaching with myself and my husband. To learn more, please go to pushgoalcoaching.com.